It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's a nervous day for Pirates fans all across Pittsburgh as the Buccos get set to take on the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis tonight in the fifth and deciding game of their National League Division Series. The Pirates will send Gerrit Cole to the mound against Adam Wainwright with game time set for 8 p.m. I'm joined now in Studio A by Pittsburgh-based USA Today writer Carmen Gentile, who captured the emotional essence of what has been an extraordinary winning season of thrills for long-suffering Pirates fans in a recent USA Today cover story on Pirates Mania. Carmen Gentile, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, normally you're doing radio interviews about places you've covered, stories you've covered in danger zones like Afghanistan, but I suppose in some ways you might be taking your life in your own hands when you wade into that pirate mania and the blackout and all that going on.
Well, the funny thing is, typically I spend my summers in Afghanistan, and I miss a great portion of the season. But I told my editors that when I come back this summer, that I really want to write a story about the Pirates. I want to contribute to the Pirates coverage if and when they make it to the playoffs. Now, I'd been saying that for the last 3 years. Finally, they made it, and my editor-in-chief called me up one day and said, how would you like to write a cover story about the fans and about the growing fandom of the Pirates, not just in Pittsburgh, but it's growing nationwide.
Well, let's talk about the fans. How would you gauge the emotional psyche of Pirates fans today? I don't know how much you've been able to make your way around the city, but you've met and mingled with these people and experienced the tears and the laughter and the sorrow and the joy that is Pirates baseball. So what do you imagine the fans are going through right this minute?
Well, I think it's a combination of obvious nervousness about going into St. Louis for this decisive Game 5, but there's also just the elation of being in this position. It's been over 20 years since we've had a game this meaningful, and I think a lot of folks are just happy to be in the hunt. Win or lose, this has been a hell of a ride, and obviously we want to win, but we have to be impressed with what they've accomplished thus far this year.
So you're saying that if the Pirates lose tonight, people will not be or shouldn't be that disappointed, that they will look back on this and say, hey, we haven't had a season like this in two decades. We have a lot to be happy about.
Absolutely. There's a lot to be thankful for this year. And I think you have to keep it in that perspective of that the Pirates haven't been in this position for two decades. We also have to keep in mind that, of course, for the last four decades, this has been primarily a Steelers town. But for the 80 years prior to that, this was a baseball-first city. And I think a lot of the echoes of those previous generations of fandom have been reawakened with the improvement in the Pirates.
Now, Carmen, you've been around here long enough to have seen Pittsburgh become, in some ways, a hockey city, to the point where people who might have once been happy just to see the Penguins make the playoffs because they had been perennial losers now are not satisfied with anything less than the Stanley Cup. The Penguins could win all three of the first rounds of the playoffs and lose in the finals, and then the season is a failure. So if not this year, as you say, at what point in the future are Pirates fans going to expect the team to be winners and not necessarily be happy with anything less than a championship?
Well, I think as fans, we need to take it one season at a time, and at this point, we need to take it one game at a time. Obviously, tonight is the do-or-die situation, but there is that sense, and I've seen this in other teams, that unless you win the World Series, Atlanta went through the same thing, whereas they weren't even selling out their championship series games because people just expected them to be there. There's that apathy toward the team unless they are in the World Series, they're in the Stanley Cup or in the Super Bowl. We've seen a lot of people turn on the Steelers now that they're 0-4 and going through some hard times. We're not even close to that level with the Pirates just now. But if they continue their winning ways, and maybe they'll that's actually a good problem to have. Let's say that.
We're talking with Carmen Gentile, Pittsburgh-based writer who recently did a cover story for USA Today on Pirates Mania. In your story, Carmen, you wrote about a Pirates fan named Hope Raines. Tell us about her.
Well, Hope, I met outside the stadium, and she was very forthcoming with her story. She had recently been diagnosed with cancer and was looking for the sunnier side of life and found it in her love of the Pirates. Her and her fiancé were saying that, you know, for all the hardship that they've been through, that this Pirate season has really lifted their spirits. And she had said to me, well, you know, I hope the Pirates get to put a ring on it, and that meaning a championship ring. And then she turned to her fiancé and said, you better put a ring on it too.
But here, I mean, apparently she was, as you wrote, risking her well-being to attend games, to watch the Pirates in person.
That's right. She told me that she would skip the session of chemotherapy to be at the Pirate game that day. This was prior to them making the playoffs, and they were just a few games to win before they were to secure a playoff spot, and she wanted to be there. And come hell or high water or missed chemotherapy session, she was going to be there.
Is that an only in the Berg thing, do you think, that, you know, here's somebody skipping chemo to go to the game?
Yeah, in my experience. You know what's funny? I like you mentioned, my regular beat is conflict, and I work a lot in Afghanistan. This story that I wrote about the Pirates, I've got more reaction, both positive and negative, from readers to this story than anything I've ever written about Afghanistan. I wish people who read my stories about what's going on with U.S. forces in Afghanistan were half as passionate as these folks were about the Pirates.
Well, speaking of passion, one of the things you point out is that Pirates merchandise sales are up this year. There was a while where you weren't seeing Pirates gear being worn around town all that much, certainly not as compared to the Steelers or even the Penguins stuff, but now that apparently has changed.
Yeah, the Pirates gear, especially among the kids and adults, you see it everywhere now. I had Clint Hurdle tell me that it's more often that you not see children wearing the Pirates gear these days than the ones that are wearing it. The fandom has spread not just through the city, but on the national level, the sales of Pirate gear has been up. So I think a lot of people are looking at this team and they love the Cinderella story, the rags to riches, so to speak, and a team that with a small market and a small payroll that's doing so well, it's inspiring.
Pirates merchandise sales, as reported by Carmen Gentile, up 53% from last year. That is no small jump, like doubled the sales of their gear. How much credit for the success of the Pirates should be given to the aforementioned manager, Clint Hurdle? This guy seems to be somewhat of a – he might not quite be the Zen master that Phil Jackson, the coach of the Lakers, was, but there's something going on with him and having these sort of mystical existential powers.
Well, I think having had a very short conversation with Clint Hurdle, he spoke to me about the way the game is changing, and it's changed dramatically over the last few years, and how he
– How so?
Well, in terms of the way that we look at statistics in baseball, obviously the Bill James and sabermetrics has completely changed for those – who have any other reference, there would be Moneyball.
Yeah, right, like the movie with Brad Pitt.
I think that the Pirates have adopted that notion. They understand how important that is. They have a team of, I think it's five analysts, their own personal geek squad that sit down and crunch all these numbers and to determine who's the best player to pick up and who's the best piece to fit, you know, if there's a missing component on the team. And Hurdle has embraced that as well.
So these might have been the guys telling them, you want to get Marlon Byrd or you want to pick up Justin Morneau, that
sure.
kind of thing?
Sure.
And those moves at the end of the season, a team like the Cardinals didn't make these late season moves. They went with the guys that got them there. The Pirates saw an opportunity to improve the roster, and they did. For whom is that going to pay off? Because the Cardinals stood pat, the Pirates made moves. How's that going to all work out in the end, do you think?
I don't know. We'll find out this evening, I guess.
It's
a tough call. You know, there are these two schools of thought in baseball. You can either spend like a Yankee or a Dodger team, or you can work the numbers and spend like the Pirates, who are, I think, 19th. In payroll this year, and
out of what 30
out of 30, and teams. then and then take your chances. It's a matter of working with what you have and working to your best of your ability. So,
which brings me to my final question. You have just a few seconds to answer this. Prediction on tonight's game.
Pirates 5-3.
Carmen Gentile is a Pittsburgh-based writer for USA Today. Check out his story about the Pirates mania. You can go online, and there's video to go with it. And Carmen, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and you are listening to 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.